I was 3 when my father carried me across a river I don't remember. I grew up believing that if I studied hard enough, the soil beneath my feet would eventually claim me back. I was wrong. It is February 2026. The air in Chicago is sharp, like a razor against my cheeks. I am sitting on the edge of my bed. My DACA work permit is on the nightstand. It looks like a toy. A useless piece of plastic with a photo of a girl who thought she was invited to the party. The news alert on my phone hasn't stopped buzzing for an hour. The Supreme Court just took up Barbara Verpullman, Barbara, Trump. They aren't just coming for the dreamers anymore. They are coming for the definition of being American. The executive order from last year is finally reaching the high bench. They call it restoring the 14th Amendment. I call it an eraser. If they win, birthright citizenship is over. If they win, the children born here to people like me will be ghosts. Legal ghosts. My younger brother was born at Mercy Hospital in 2005. He has a blue passport. He has a social security number that doesn't have valid only with DHS authorization printed on it. He thinks he's safe. I look at him eating cereal in the kitchen, and I want to scream. He doesn't realize that when the foundation of a house cracks, the roof falls on everyone, even the ones who think they have a key. My renewal application was supposed to be a formality. Now, my lawyer won't look me in the eye over Zoom. She says the Fifth Circuit has already signaled the end. She says I should start organizing my affairs. That is a polite way of telling me to pack a suitcase for a country I have never seen. I don't know how to be Mexican. I know how to be a paralegal in the Midwest. I know how to navigate the blue line during rush hour. I know how to pay my taxes and worry about my credit score. I don't know the streets of Michoacán. I don't know how to survive in a place that only exists in my mother's stories. To them, I am a foreign national. To me, I am just home. The silence in the house is heavy today. My mother is scrubbing the baseboards. She always cleans when the world starts to shake. She doesn't look at the television. She doesn't want to hear about the subject to the jurisdiction clause. She doesn't want to hear about oral arguments set for April. She thinks if she keeps the house clean enough, the bad men won't come inside. I want to tell her that cleanliness won't save us from a pen stroke in Washington. I go to the window. The street is gray. The neighbors are shoveling snow. They look at me and wave. Do they know? Do they know that by June I might be a fugitive? Do they know that my lawful presence is a flickering candle in a hurricane? I feel like an intruder in my own skin. Every time a siren goes off, my heart hits my ribs. Every time a black SUV turns the corner, I hold my breath. This isn't living. This is waiting for a funeral where you are the body. I pick up my phone. I delete my social media apps. The news says they are vetting online presence now. I delete photos of me at the lake. I delete photos of me at my graduation. I am erasing my life before they can do it for me. If I don't exist online, maybe I can hide in the physical world. But the physical world is closing in. The 287G agreements are back. The local police are looking at accents instead of speedometers. I am a ghost in the making. I look at my hands. They are steady, but cold. I have 3 months, 90 days until the highest court in the land decides if my birth was a mistake. 90 days until they decide if American is a promise or a lie. I won't run. Where would I go? This is the only soil that knows my name. If they want me, they will have to come and take me from the only home I've ever had. I put my work permit in my wallet. I stand up. I go to the kitchen to help my mother scrub the floors. We wait for June. We wait for the end. We wait for the reckoning that has been chasing us since the day we crossed the water.